There's a new twist in the phone hacking saga in Britain. The scandal surrounding Rupert Murdoch's British newspapers has claimed another victim. It's Rupert's 39-year-old son, James. James Murdoch resigned today as executive chairman of News International. The younger Murdoch will remain as an executive, though, in his father's larger company, News Corp, focusing on TV. Mark Gregory covers business and media for the BBC's World Service. What does this resignation represent in the wider scheme of the scandal?
Well, of course, as you mentioned, James Murdoch is the son of Rupert Murdoch and has in some cases been seen as the heir apparent. So the fact that he's turning out to be one of the fall guys of this extraordinary scandal is, I suppose, a bit of a black mark for the Murdoch empire. The fact that the son has had to leave the scene. Of course, he hasn't left the Murdoch empire altogether. He's now taking a very senior job at News Corp, looking into American television kind of affairs. Even so, he was the man who was in charge of News International, the British newspaper arm, at the time when a lot of these events unfolded. And so the fact that he's gone is certainly quite a major development in what has been an extraordinary scandal over several months.
Over several months, so why is he stepping down now?
Good question. The scandal, which had started out with just allegations about the behaviour of a few journalists at one newspaper, the News of the World, now shows signs of spreading much more widely within the Murdoch empire. And there have been allegations in a public inquiry being held here in Britain that the Sun newspaper, which is the Murdoch flagship in Britain, that some of its journalists use the same sort of practices as journalists on the News of the World, and that journalists from The Sun have a pattern of corrupt relationships with police officers involved in high-profile cases. And one sign of that came out earlier this week, in which Rebecca Brooks, who was a very senior Murdoch executive, it emerged that she had been given a horse by the Metropolitan Police, actually a horse that had reached the end of its usable life, and that she had use of it for more than a year. And this was seen as an extraordinary sign of the closeness of the ties between the senior figures in the London police force and the Murdoch business empire. These allegations have certainly put a lot more pressure on James Murdoch. Another factor is that, in fact, the Murdochs can claim that they've made some progress in sorting things out. They've instituted new business practices throughout the Murdoch newspapers in Britain. They've also launched a seven-day edition of The Sun, which leaves the gap caused by the closure of the News of the World. So they can maybe say, well, actually, it's maybe a time that their man can move on because he's made some effort at restituting the mistakes of the past.
At the same time, I wonder, Mark, if you see this as a sign that potentially unflattering revelations are about to emerge about James Murdoch.
Well, there has been a steady diet of revelations. And of course, James Murdoch has maintained throughout that while these things clearly happened, he knew nothing about them. But of course, as signs emerged that actually these unethical business practices weren't just a few people in one paper, there were an awful lot of people in a lot of newspapers, then that line becomes harder to sustain.
The BBC's World Service business correspondent, Mark Gregory in London. Thank you.
Thank you.